Okay, so Parshas Acharei Mos, we have a repeat a little bit of Parshas Shmini with the Sugya of Nadav and Avihu, and it comes on the end, Soif of Pesach, and we'll try to explain a little bit in Yedis Yisrael Eimer as it relates to this inyan. So the Svarim speak about the chait of Nadav and Avihu, and what's interesting is not seen so much as a chait, it's the godless of Nadav and Avihu. That's the way that the Arizal paints the picture for us in terms of. You can look at Korach and Nadav and Avihu, and it can seem confusing. Who's the good guy? Who's the bad guy? Nadav and Avihu go down as great, great tzaddikim from the greatest of all time. And then there's the Korachs of the world, which just don't make it. What was lacking when it came to the Inyan of Nadav and Avihu, the Racham HaKadosh explains, and the others as well, is that they had such kisufin and dveikus for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the midah of gevura, to be able to contain oneself, and not to be able to just be drawn after the kedusha, is a very vital midah when it comes to Avodas Hashem. And it's not a coincidence, therefore, that it coincides with the Sfira of last week, which we're completing today, which is the Sfira of Gevura. We read about Nadav and Avihu during the week of the Sfira of Gevura, because Gevura is a midah which was lacking when it came to Nadav and Avihu. The ability to say, I'm not going to cross this boundary, going into the Kodesh Kodashim, or whatever else. However else you may understand the oimek of what was going on over there. Try to explain a little bit this midah of gevura, and especially this past Shabbos was the midah of netzach shebegevura. What exactly does that mean, and how could we implement it in our own avodas Hashem? So we find very interesting patterns when it comes to Pesach in the Psukim, and also in the Divrei Chazal. Note, for example, the following pasuk when it comes to chametz on Pesach. V'lo ye'achel chametz, v'lo yirah lecha chametz, v'lo yirah lecha sa'or. Three times the word loy. And again, when it comes to the kol chamira, we say in kol chamira, dechazise u'deloy chazise, dechamite u'deloy chamite, debi'arte u'deloy bi'arte. Three times the word loy. Interesting, right? It continues. The Mishnah says also in Psachim, in regards to bedikas chametz, Loi badak or abasar, yivdak bar abasar. Loi badak bar abasar, yivdak besoy chamoid. Loi badak besoy chamoid, yivdak la'acher hamoid. Now, the Rishonim differ as to how to explain what it means besoy chamoid. But we see there's a concept here once again. The Lashon of the Mishnah is three times. If you did not, and if you did not, and if you did not. So we find it in the Psukim. We're finding it also in the Kochamira, and even in the Lashon of the Mishnah. We find it also when it comes to the Seder of Bir Chametz. The fourth hour, you're not allowed to eat Chametz. By the fifth hour, there's no Hanah of Chametz. By the sixth hour, you can't have it in your possession. That's also, don't have Chametz like this. Don't have Chametz. And again, don't have Chametz like this. So what's going on over here? We find it again, not just by Chametz, but by Pesach, Matzah, and Mar. When it comes to Pesach, so the lashon of the Torah is in Perek Tes Zayin, in Dvarim, lo yiseichal alav chametz, and then it says v'lo yirah lechasar once again, but that's the same inyan. You can't have chametz around when you eat the korban Pesach. V'lo yolin min habasar, v'lo yisuchal lizboyach es haPesach. Three times the word loy when it comes to that kravas haPesach. And again, the Mishnah when it speaks about. The timing of the Korban Pesach, and we say this every single day, we says, Eino ela tzoloi, eila ena limnuyov, eino ela ad chatzayis, ve eino ela balayla. Really, chatzayis layla is really one. It could be four times, three times, maybe we'll talk about that later, but you see, eino ela, eino ela, eino ela, eino ela. Three times / four times eino. When it comes to maror, the Mishnah says, when defining what's a proper maror, loy kfushin, veloy shlukin, veloy mevushalim. Three times the word loy. When it comes to matzah, so the Mishnah says that there's five grains are acceptable for matzah. It says, yeah, that's okay. Avaloi tevel, v'loi meiser rishon shaloi nitzatrumasai, v'loi meiser sheni v'hekdesh shalift. Once again, you could have missed it, three times the word loi when defining the proper hechsher for matzah on Pesach. And even the first Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim. Erev Pesachim Samach Lemincha, Lo Yoichal Ad Shetechshach, Afilu Ani BiYisrael, Lo Yoichal Ad SheYesa, VeLo Yiftechlu Loi Me'Arba Koyses Shalayin, Afilu Minatam. three times the word lie in the Haggadah itself. It says, Ani Hashem, v'loi shaliach, v'loi saraf, v'loi malach. Three times, you have again lie. What's going on over here? In the parsha itself, in the end of Acharei Mais, where the Torah teaches us about the Isra Vuvu Chosekim, loi selechu, the Torah says, "Kamei se eretz misama asher yishavtem ba loy sasu, ukamei se eretz kinana shenri beskam shama loy sasu, uvichukai sehem loy seleicho." Three times the word loy. And to top it off, how did Klai Yisrael leave Mitzrayim in the first place? Different gears is in Chazal, but the classic is loy shinu shemam, loy shinu levusham, veloy shinu l'shayna. Three times loy. What's the Oimek HaDvarim? The Oimek HaDvarim is that the person needs to be a gibor. And a gibor means the ability to say lie. The things which I do, and the certain things which I don't do. The ability to make a macha against Dei Sahara. And if a person is margil himself in the koyach of lie, not just once, not twice, but three times, a person creates a chazaka that a person is not going to be susceptible or to give in to the Yetzer Hara. But it doesn't just take one time. That's one gvura, two gvuras, three gvuras. You create a nitzachan against the Yetzer Hara. So the Chazal say, if a person does an aveira, and then he does it again and again, it becomes more heter. The same thing is true in the reverse, that if a person finds himself in a place where he's prey to the Yetzer Hara, and every person knows in his heart what it is that Hashem wants of him, the pits that we've fallen into. So it begins by having a moment of gvura and saying, I'm not going to, and to repeat that twice, and then a third time, to say lie, and that creates a nitzach. After a third time, it's already going to be a totally different mitzias for a person. And so since really, the whole struggle between Klai Yisrael and Mitzrayim is exactly that, that we were under the influences of Mitzrayim, which all the Sfarim explain, al derech avayda is the neshama, is in the clutches of the guf, of the nefesh ha-bahamas, it begins by saying lie. By saying loy three times, that creates a chazaka. And perhaps that's where the Torah says that Hashem took Bnei Yisrael out. B'yad ha-chazaka, ha-tziyacha Hashem b'mitzah. B'yad ha-chazaka means that you created a chazaka because at least there were certain things which you said no to. Many things which were wrong in Mitzrayim. But because they said loy on these three accounts, l'shina l'shana l'gushan l'mshma, Hashem Yisrach said that's already enough of a yad ha-chazaka to take you out of Mitzrayim. And that's the Indian of what's called netzach shevigvur. Netzach shevigvur means that a person is a gibor. He has the ability to make boundaries and to say no, but he creates a nitzachon through the quality of gvura. Like we say in davening, you say, Hagibor lanatzach v'hanoyra b'noyasach. Hagibor lanatzach means that a person is a gibor lanatzach, that he's not just having moments where he's saying no, and he's turning away from the Yitzhara, that he's interested in being menatzach the Yitzhara. It's interesting because on Shabbos we say, Sheikhina marav kodesh, that's where the chazan begins, Sheikhina. But on Yontif, the Chazan starts from Hakeh B'tzatzum Osizecha. Why is that? Because there's many reasons why. But one aspect, according to this drush, is that because only on Yontif do we want to say these words, Hagibol HaNetzach. Because the three Moyadim are three times in a Yid's life throughout the year that he's able to say Loi. Even the Pasuk says, V'loi Yireh Pnei Reiton. There needs to be an accomplishment. And Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot is a time that a Yid is able to stand on his two feet, and to make a macha, and to say loy three times a year, that he's able to have bina, no yantiv is gematria bina, that's why I'm saying it's tshuva, that a person is able to introspect, think about his life, and is able to make corrections. And that's really what Pesach is, more than any other times, that it's a saying no to the chametz. You have what to be menatzeach, you have to come to matan Torah to accept the Torah. Pesach is actually gematria netzach. So there's the nitzachim which takes place in Chag HaPesach, but through the quality of gvura. Because the main melchama is through the chametz, which is of course the Yetzer Hara. It's also interesting to note that this is how David HaMelech begins Tehillim. See if I remember it by heart. Ashri ha'ish asher lo halach ba'atzas Hashem u'b'derech ha'tayim lo yamar u'b'mereshet leitzim lo yashav. Three times David HaMelech begins Tehillim with these words, and many Tehillim begins with the word lamatzayach. Matzayach means that he's in it for the nitzachon, and we know the Gemara says that David HaMelech he abolished completely his Yetzer Hara. It was a complete gevura, and it was complete nitzachon of David HaMelech against the Yetzer Hara. We find it again in another pasuk in Tehillim. David says in Kuf Lamed Aleph, "Loi gavalibi v'lo ramu einai v'loi hilachti b'gedolus v'noi loisvimani." Such a beautiful pasuk, David. Three times
the word loy.
That means you could say pshat every single day. We start davening this way. That's how Yidden begin his day. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shelo Yasani Goy. Shelo Yasani Oved. Shelo Yasani Isha. All the Mepharshim ask, why don't you say Shasani Yisrael? Because you have to begin the day with a very big gvur. The gvur is, you don't just make the Baruch Shelo Yasani Goy. You're making a statement. You're being makabal upon yourself. I'm not going to be a Goy today. I'm not going to be an Eved today. And if I'm a Zachar, I'm not going to be in a Keva. I'm going to be exactly what I'm supposed to be. Today it's not so pashut in the world that a Zachar is a Zachar and a Keva is in a Keva. A person has to be able to say no to the outside influences. And when a person does that successively and he says loy three times, look what happens. Pakeach Ivrim, Malbisharumim, Matir Asurim, Zuikit Pum, it's Cheiris. How much do you get Cheiris for that? But this is really the pshat where you have Arba Koysa Shal Cheiris in the light of the Pit. Where do they come from? Okay, tell me, it's healthy, very nice. But how do you get that? Teretz says, if you say Tachamets three times loy, which is Shalaya Sani Gai, Shalaya Sani Av, Shalaya Sani Isha, then Hashem gives you four cups of Cheiris. You get four. You give up three, you're going to get four. It's a lot to do with this three and four. By the night of the Pesach, I can't even get into it. I'll just tell you, Mamish, Haggadah comes from the word God, which is three, four. Four cups, three matzahs, there's a whole Indian in this. But you say no three times, you get four back. That's what's called Hagibor Lanetzach. It's the midah of having the Gvura, but you're in it for the Nitzach. That's the pshat in the beginning of the Parsha. You find that when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, that the Kohen is only, that the Avodah begins with three korbanos, which is the Bokar and the Ayil and the Sayer. Three Shechitas. Three Shechitas means, Shechita means the ability to say no to the Nefesh of Bahamas. That's the way you get into the Kodesh HaKadosh. Three Shechitas, three no's. And that, like we said before, is the quality which was lacking when it came to Nadav and Avihu. And the Torah emphasizes that, because there's a Mercha Kfula, a very unusual trap. When the Torah says, "Asher lo yitziva Hashem Aysa," loy, that there was no tziva, but the Torah highlights the word loy. Why? Because that loy is the meaning of gevura. And if a person can be a big bal chesed and have a lot of big sheifas, but if he's not able to say loy, then he doesn't really know who he is. He's not magbil himself. He doesn't magdir himself. Like it says, "Ani veloy, ani veloy, ani veloy." A person, he only defines himself, and he's able to come in touch with his true self, which is his higher self. He was able to make proper boundaries and be able to say loy to the outside influences and to the Yitzhahara when necessary. That's called Netzach Shebegvura. Netzach Shebegvura. And it's merumas in the words Acharei Mois. Acharei Mois is actually Gematria Netzach Shebegvura. Mamrish that Gematria. Acharei Mois Netzach Shebegvura. That was the parasha, that was Shabbos, which you read it. It's that me, the Netzach Shebegvura, which is Megala, who we are, which brings us to Mitzvah Hashem, to be Mekabel Torah, to be Zechet, to the Nitzvahs and Shechag HaShavuos, to be Mekabel the Torah, to be Simcha, to be Ratzain. Shkoyach. Shkoyach.